So, what happens with your birth mother is the most impactful person in terms of your brain development, because she's the one who carries you, and you're developing in her bloodstream. You're drawing the nutrients. So if she didn't get enough nutrients, enough protein, enough of the micronutrients, then you can't get them as an embryo. If your mother was depressed or emotionally distressed, you pick up that tonality. Then there's another level, which we're not going to actually get into, but I want to reference it because I think it is an important depth charge for some of you. Your ancestral line also comes into play. So the work with prenatal psychology ends with your biological mother and the brain development. But there's a whole other aspect, which are your ancestors. Interestingly enough, there has been some anthropological research that has shown, this is mind-blowing, when I first saw this, I couldn't believe it. I had to verify it. Holocaust victims, those who survived the Holocaust, their children show up in their DNA patterning post-traumatic stress disorder. It affects the genetic template of their children. So this is a very complex thing. So there's a whole traditions, especially in shamanic traditions, of addressing the ancestors, because the ancestors, your ancestral line, could be affecting you. And I believe it does.